Ask him.
We can't understand you. You're one of us. You are a renowned person. Yet we see you dancing and singing and showing signs of emotions with the folks, with ordinary folks. What is this? Please explain yourself. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down and they had a huge discussion, a memorable discussion, where he discussed some of the principles of bhakti, one of them being to utilize singing and dancing and all these things where you put your emotions in the service of God, and transcending in this way the sting or the negative results of attachment. So I suggest to you, James, that while you're here, you find someone, I think a very interesting person to discuss your attachment to Maya, the Labrador dog, with someone who keeps animals. We have someone here, her name is Bhagavati, who is in charge of the bulls and the cows, and you can discuss with her about this. And there are many devotees who keep who have kept dogs. I have two very nice disciples, Hariseva and Nandini, who stayed together with Gregor. Gregor was a big dog. Gregor, isn't it?
George.
Oh, sorry, George. His name was George. Good. So, I wanted to just now enter into a absorbing workshop. Before this, we will just chant for 5 minutes. Can I ask Gaurahari and Manu to take their seats? And we will sing. We will divide the group into two. My timekeeper is not satisfied with this. 2 minutes. Well, yes, we are really short of time. Maybe if it's all right, Manu, I'm sorry. I know it won't be 5 minutes, and we have to do it now fast. I'm sorry, Gaurahari. Is it all right? We have to make 3 groups now. It is first and foremost important that the students do this, and those who like to also do a group and do group work, they can come to me. But this is now really for the students of the course. The way we do it is, we will just count amongst us 1, 2, 3, like you would say 1 and 2, and then you have to keep a memory of your count. You are a 1, and you are a 2, and there will be a 3, and then all the 1s will go in one corner. I will do this in a moment. So please let us just, the students, 1, 2, 3, just go through 1, 2, 3. So here we have a 1, here we have a 2.
3. 1. 2.
3. No, it goes 1, 2, 3 usually. You can be 3 if you want. But the point is, we are just counting 1, 2, 3, and then the 1s go with the 1s, the 2s goes with the 2s.
Yeah,
okay,
it would be 1.
Two. 1. 2. 3. 1. 2. 3.
1, 2.
We need another. You have something to do?
No.
Then you are
the student, so.
Yeah, you are. He is actually one of the founding members of the college. He's not a student.
Okay, 2. No, you're 3.
Good. So I think everyone has passed this very difficult examination. And that next step, can I request all the ones to go in this corner, all the twos to go in that corner, and all the threes to go in the back and sit down. Then I will give you further instructions.
Sorry, got the... No,
it's okay, Mark. All right.
Good. So you are all the ones? Please take your chair, James. You can please take your chair. No problem. No problem.
Wow. Studenten sind, wir können circle position.
We are distributing to you as you sit down your assignment task. I see there is another group is forming with Manu. Yeah, is this true?
Yeah.
Oh, you can chant also. You can do anything.
Yes.
So now, very important, please pay your full attention so that I don't have to, so that we don't have to repeat these technical details. We have given to you 3 texts. Each group has got 1 text. The text deals with one of the causes of inattention. There are 3 causes of inattention which are discussed in Harinam Chintamani. One is indifference to the practice, and another is laziness or drowsiness, and the third is just ordinary distraction. I request you that amongst the group you read your cause of inattention. May I know what is your cause of inattention?
Restlessness.
Well, that is a yes. What is your
indifference?
What is yours?
Laziness.
Okay. And this is restlessness, also distraction. So what you need to do is now, you need to read it, I suppose, everyone on his own, and then you should discuss amongst yourself, first of all, maybe we can write this down, what did I learn from the text? Oh, maybe we don't have a pen. We have. What did I learn from the text? Just go through the text. What it says, really. Then the second question is, how does this apply to my life? For instance, you have a discussion on laziness, and then you discuss, where are you lazy in your spiritual practice?
particularly in chanting, you know, oh, when I have eaten a feast, and then I'm supposed to sit down after I've just gulped down 20 pizzas, I really feel lazy to so, and then last thing, this is how it applies, what can you do as a concrete step to overcome this cause of inattention? Because if you learn to concretely do something, that will be very good. We want to do something positively. Now, my dear participants, please don't just read the text. Think about it and think what it means. Don't just repeat like in a mathematics school, square root from 9 is whatever it is, I think 3, no?
Yes.
Thank you. First see what is there in the text. Well, this was a dying pen. and then how does it apply to my life? And third, what step can you do to overcome this particular form of inattention? Before you start with all of this, you have to choose one of you who will be the secretary of your group. The task of the secretary is to take notes of the discussion and later present it without nervousness to the entire group. You follow? You have to see who of you looks like a natural Obama presenter or natural person. Yeah. Who is intelligent, who doesn't forget things, who knows to write, you know. Do this, this should take you not more than 3 minutes. And the person, hey, the person has to agree to the task, okay? Not that you tell someone they have to do it. So find a secretary quickly and then go as a group through these three steps. First step being to just read the text, discuss how it applies, and then what can you do? And we will learn from each one of the three groups what they have carefully analyzed and found out. Okay? Start now, please.
We have discussed the causes of inattention which somehow play into our problem of being not present when we chant. The text which you have read was analyzing in some degree, in some detail, what the causes really mean. There was audacity, apathy or indifference, yaya, laziness or drowsiness, and vikshepa, distraction or restlessness. I would now request the secretaries of each group to give a little presentation about the group work which they have done. We will have to be a little careful with the time. We have like 7 minutes for each group. I hope that can be done. I request, who wants to go first? Or maybe, yes, please come here so that every one of us can see you nicely. Those who make the recordings, this is good to record because you will like to hear that. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so ours was restlessness or distraction.
And we learned about some of the sources of restlessness, and the ones that resonated most with us were recognition, attraction, desire for wealth, and having a cheating propensity as well, which was more at a subconscious level we discussed. And to kind of sum up restlessness and how you can get rid of it in a general sense, if you immerse your mind in topics of Krishna consciousness, which you can do through the association of devotees, visiting the holy dham, reading scriptures, and doing service, you'll eventually begin to relish this nectar, and then you'll have less taste for distraction or restlessness. And so through this practice of spiritual austerities, you'll attain your final victory, which is having a higher taste for the holy name. Number two, how does it apply to my life? So we had a couple of examples. One of them was focused on the cheating propensity. And our example was like something that I think everybody goes through in some way, is that everybody wants to make money, for example, but nobody wants to work to get this money. Or everybody wants good grades in school, but nobody wants to study for that. So the same applies to spiritual life, in that everybody wants to develop a taste for the holy names and attraction for Krishna consciousness, but nobody, or I don't want to say nobody, but it's very hard to do the work to get there, and it's hard to sometimes gain that inspiration to be able to have those things that we really want. And then number three, I had one more example as well, for number two is the example of attraction. So if you are like, you really like someone a lot, you're thinking about this person all the time, sometimes you're even chanting that person's name instead of Krishna's holy names in your head while you're chanting, so that can be another distraction. I don't know if some people face that. I don't know. So what steps can you do to overcome inattention? We decided that the best step to overcome restlessness or distraction is to be in the association of devotees, because if you can do this, you'll want to do all of these other things like reading scriptures, doing kirtan, doing service, and then that taste will come for the holy name, because if you're on your own, it's very hard to get this inspiration to do all of these things by yourself, and therefore you'll be more distracted. So if you are in the association of devotees, this is the key to everything.
Yes, yes, in the association of devotees, you can't just say, well, let's now steal a bank, and you will be focused on spiritual life. Thank you very much. You were group number one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Who wants to go next? Yes?
We got very business school life, so we've got scripture.
So we our cause of inattention was inertia or laziness. And we were initially surprised that there was only one remedy recommended. There was only one remedy recommended, which is association with the Vaishnavas. But it seemed that that was the most, probably recommended because it was the most effective. Because we have this choice to associate and thereby be inspired by other Krishna-conscious devotees when we are at our weakest, really, and giving into our laziness. And also, it's sometimes without associating with people, you perhaps don't recognize your own laziness. But by seeing what others are doing, you're more aware of your own position. So we thought it was easier to be lazy in isolation. That's what we learned from the text. And so the association provides a sort of beneficial social control because people nudge you along rather than making it all up yourself and thinking, oh, I'm doing I'm doing the bare minimum and it will get me there. You see that there's actually much more involved. And others are there to help out because they've probably been through very similar experiences and tendencies. We did recognize that out there in the world, devotee association wasn't always easily available, especially in isolated areas. But thankfully, the modern world provides some sort of remedy to that, in that new media means there are things like Skype, and there are apps, and there are things like Mobile TV, which provide a sort of vicarious association, some sort of, you know, not quite as good as being in the presence, but almost, especially if you're isolated. We looked about what this means in our life, this the text, which was that the remedy was association. And we thought that we needed to set a goal, and that was to have this taste of rasa. And without that goal, perhaps might not even recognize that we were being lazy. And with that goal comes a need for structure. And so the association provides that structure, because if you're going to a temple, then you're fitting in with the prearranged activities, and that's helpful. We thought it was easier to overcome this laziness in that sort of setting if you possibly could. But that we really had no excuse, even if we couldn't do that, because we can always take concrete steps to set something up ourselves or to make contact with other devotees, even if we're relatively isolated. So it's about making that choice to associate. It has to be voluntary, and that's the only way we'll stick with it. And we've got all these modern means, as well as the existing temples and retreats and meetings, in order to do it. But if we have a problem with that, do something, start something up, meet someone. But don't do it in isolation.
Wonderful. It's very interesting for me to see that the remedies which you have emphasized in both groups really is the association of devotees. Have you noted everyone speaks about it? And it's in this line of spiritual life, this Krishna conscious life of spiritual life, it is actually very, very important, because in the association of devotees, something is born. When one person comes together with a devotee, in that contact, something arises or is born, which is really the cue or key for spiritual advancement. In Sanskrit, what is born in the association with the devotee is called matihi. Mati means an inclination or an inner orientation. When you come together with a devotee, your spirituality is one is really informed. Something is tickled out of you or brought out of you. Brought out of you is a good English word. And that is the inclination, which is there, but which is sometimes covered. The association with devotee, this uncovers our inclination. Maybe you see that while you're here, you naturally become purified, and your spiritual inclinations are more awakened. So, thank you very much, Andre and Jai Krishna. You were really, that was also Katalin, you like TV, her TV presentation is very good. So we, one group is left, I believe it must be your group. Please come, Mr. Presenter G.
Okay, so the group, our group was dealing with the inattention called distraction, or sorry, indifference. So this is basically when we're chanting the holy name, with also thinking about other things at the same time. So we first, when we're reading the text, we kind of acknowledge that this cause of inattention is actually present in our life. So I think one of the first steps is to acknowledge something's wrong, and therefore then we can try and work on, you know, trying to provide a solution. And then we mentioned things like lack of attraction for the name and attraction to material things. So generally when we chant present, we're so much like attracted to other things, and we're not so attracted to Krishna, therefore making it very difficult to have, you know, attentive japa, to be attentive while chanting. It was mentioned in the text here that even if we chanted 64 rounds, but the, you know, the benefit for that would be very little if there's a lack of taste, and we wouldn't be able to sustain that for very long because of lack of taste. So the sense of like the emphasis here being on quality over quantity, and then basically that leading to a better taste in japa overall. So for the second point, how does it apply to our lives? We mentioned how a lot of the time we chant japa due to obligation, so having to chant the 16 rounds, it's almost like a sense of relief after we finish the rounds. Sometimes we have taste, sometimes we don't have taste, but again, it was kind of mentioned, the strong taste for material things, and also friends, family, relationships, things like that. So they're all kind of causes of distraction and indifference. And then to overcome the inattention, we kind of mentioned it's good to sit with someone who also has taste for the holy name. The day before you're about to chant, also prepare your mind for the next day. It will affect your chanting for the next day. It's to have some knowledge of why you're chanting, or some knowledge of Krishna, therefore to increase your attractiveness to him. So many times there's much publicity about material things in the media and around us constantly, and we're being like bombarded by all these different distractions. So we have to try and attract ourselves to hearing about Krishna, and therefore by hearing about him we become attracted to him. Another few things we said is going to retreats. So again, we'll be associating with devotees, and especially senior devotees who actually have taste. We mentioned how to try and connect with feeling, so to genuinely have a sense of emotion when chanting will help, you know, remove some of the distraction, because we'll actually be physically present in the conversation rather than being elsewhere. And we mentioned how isolating ourselves and chanting early in the morning, also from, you know, other distractions like family, friends, you know, without mobile phones and communication devices, also will help us to keep our mind from being distracted by other situations. But that's it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so very much. So I would like to sum up everything, mostly about what we have done so far. We dealt in this workshop with inattention and the roots of inattention, and we were speaking about some of the remedies which can be undertaken. I very much request all of you to see where your own attention can be remedied. What would be your own remedy for your own type of inattention? That's very important, that when you hear such spiritual texts, that you find out what can I apply of this in my own chanting. It must have been quite interesting for you to discuss this with devotees here in this group. But please also don't be shy to make full use of any one of the remedies which applies especially to your problem of inattention. When I first read this, I made a note about this, I found that the indifference which we sometimes have, we are apathetic towards Krishna, can be really also closed or can be changed when we visit a holy place. Like here in Radhadesh, you are isolated, not completely, but in a healthy way you are isolated from your old world, and it would be possible for you to focus here more on Krishna than you can do at home. Sometimes we are also indifferent because we are just too lazy, or we are inattentive because we are too lazy to take up the path in spiritual life. That laziness can come because we are a little tired and overworked, but it can also come because we have so many things going for us. And the laziness can be overcome because when we see devotees around us who don't waste their time, when we see a devotee who does not waste his time, we feel really, wow, I should follow this example. I always like one devotee here very much in Radhadesh, and I never have seen him wasting a minute of his time. He's very focused with his time, and whenever I see him, I feel, wow, I should become a little bit more active, really, and not be so lazy. And the third distraction that can be overcome if you follow a proper Vaishnav behavior, where your life is not so full with so many unacceptable, wasteful things. Like I have heard that the average person in Germany watches TV for something, I hope I remember it correctly, it was so many hours, 6 hours I heard. Is it possible? Or is it?
Yes, that's right.
It can happen, 6 hours. I was so surprised. I don't now know if it was every day or if it was on weekends only. But it's imagine 6 hours a day go to the one-eyed guru every day. That's a lot, you know. The one-eyed guru has too much percentage of our time. So when you are with people who don't do this, who don't waste their time, you stretch your head and say, is it really important? 6 hours or 4 hours or whatever it is, like this. My request to you is to I will give you a reading assignment. The three types of inattention can be found, please take a note, in your Harinam Chintamani copy, which was given to you, pages 54 to 56. I will repeat. The three types of inattention can be found in your copy of Harinam Chintamani, pages 54 to 56. 54 to 56. I request you to read that in the time from now to tomorrow. It's not much, it's only 1.5 pages. And make yourself a little bit familiar with the remedies. Especially, I request you to check one of the remedies, to find out one of the remedies, and then practice that while you're here in the Kirtan course. Yeah? Thank you. We are very much in time. We have time for, that means we have a few more minutes before the session ends. Is there any question you would like to ask now? Umesh, yeah.
Maharaj, so one thing with the eyes, like if we're in the temple room even, the eyes can be a distracting thing, but at the same time, it's beneficial to see the deities. But at the same time, I feel like it's easier if I close my eyes for kirtan or japa, but then I feel like it's an offense to the deities. So which would you say to do if you want to really focus on the holy name?
I think the problem arises when people sit before the deities. One rule in kirtan is don't stare at other people. It is a rule given by Saint Uluka to Narada Muni as one of the guidelines of good kirtan. I think if you make this a rule to not stare at other people, not get involved in other people while you do kirtan, you know, that happens when you stare. Oh, look at this person. I think he has a new set of spectacles today, you know, and so on, that you are both distracted from the main person, that is Krishna. But if you look at the deities, I don't think you will become distracted to Krishna, distracted from Krishna, because he is Krishna. It's the people who are before the deities who sometimes make a problem. Good. There was... Yes, please.
I want to ask about the restlessness. Does it count as restlessness if you're thinking about your service to Krishna during the holy name session? Like in the morning, for example, let's say somebody preparing prasadam for Krishna and he's supposed to start at 7 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock, and before that he's reading japa and he's thinking all the time, oh, now I'm going to take this meal, going to have to go to that shop, do I have this present or do I have that? And just his mind is keep rolling. It's kind of about Krishna, but it's not really focusing on holy name.
During japa, if you want to, and kirtan, if you want to do it well, then even this is not recommended. It's a nice distraction, but it is a distraction. What helps you at that time is a simple advice which I once got in my Bhakta days. Have a piece of paper, and then while you are chanting, just interrupt briefly and then write the shopping list on the piece of paper. That is out of the head. But if you soon I have to cook, and then you will go again and again through the steps which are necessary, because otherwise you will forget them. So just trick your mind and just write them down on a piece of paper. Phogya is done. And then you can do it. Yes, Peter.
Shobhan, where do I find the mantra, put the mantra into the mind and the mantra into it?
That is from a book which is very difficult to locate. I don't think you will find it. What we could do is I could give you my notes and you can note them down from the notes directly.
Hello.
Afterwards you can come. Mm-hmm. Yes, Eleonora, did I see you?
Actually, I was just thinking the very same thing as Gunther, that I can look at his notes as you're at.
Yeah, I mean, why don't we do like this, that after this you come here, I give this here, you keep it, and then one of you gives it back to me in the evening.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mark, I was going to ask about the slideshow presentation with the man going into the river. Can you just explain that again? Because it was a bit...
Yes.
Follow it for me.
The idea is that absorption can happen in small steps. Full absorption is a high, 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 high goal. But if you know how to get to full absorption, you will come there quite quickly, and it's possible for everyone. So the idea of this slide was that there was a man who was entering the river. The way you enter the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is to first absorb yourself with only the Hare, not Hare Krishna, 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 only the first Hare. That is compared in this picture with the man just entering a little bit in the river. Then you are, the next step would be you, after doing this for about 5 minutes or so, you can see yourself. You can then focus your attention on each single name, not just the first Hari, but Hare Krishna, everything. All the, how is it, 16 names in the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And then after some time, you can let go of all techniques. That means do not force your mind any longer, but the mantra will just carry you, you know. But you have to enter the river first, and that is by concentration, first on the first Hari, then on each word. And once you are, you go.
Thank you.
Good. I know there were two more questions, but I will not, with your permission, I will end here. Please park the questions or keep them in your mind. We will see each other again at 7:30 in the temple. I hope you will all be with us again. I wish you now a very, very good noon meal, a good prasad meal, and let us not forget Gaura Hari's excellent workshop in the shadow of the tree will be at 7 o'clock. Is this correct?
No, it's not 5.
5, I'm sorry.
5 to 6.
I was 17, 17. Five. 5 to 6. 5 to 6.
We were yesterday.
Yeah.
Same place like yesterday.
You might have to take a cushion or a shadow or something to sit there. So the ground was not as
good. So I wish that you all become attentive chanters. Haribol.